welcome to the Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your weekly horoscope for this week, October 25th through October 31st, 2021. Welcome back to the podcast where I don't know you, but it might seem like I do because I am sharing musings that are based on the sun and the moon and the planets and shit. Every week, I do a little sky spying and then report back so that you can know what the fuck is going on around here. The astrology is sound, but my guidance may not be. It's usually a little bit of both. I don't know. Okay, quick housekeeping. Special thanks to Katie, Nester Girl, and the Philippines. All of you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, beautiful, gorgeous peoples. Thank you for the reviews, and in the case of the Philippines, thank you for listening. We saw a big uptick in listeners in the Philippines last week. Pretty fucking cool. Here is my weekly reminder that writing a review is among the best ways to support this podcast, and it will not go unappreciated. If you do write us a review, I will send you a 24-page in-depth birth chart report. So please write us a review on whatever app you stream your pods from. Or if your pod streaming app doesn't allow reviews, simply tag us in a post on social media. And once you do, please reach out and let me know so that I know where to send you your report. Just email your birth deets.
Birth, date, time, and location.
Yes. To misguidedastrology@gmail.com. Also on our chaotic show feed, besides these weekly scopes, are the full episodes where we answer listener questions by reading their birth charts. We have another episode coming this Thursday, for real this time, I swear, and we are always taking new submissions. So if you aren't afraid of receiving a little misguidance, please write in and be sure to include your birth details and a question that is unique to you that you are hoping the sky can help answer. Alrighty, y'all, let me shut up so I can keep talking because this is your weekly horoscope. Hey, Libra, how's it going? Spooky week, friends. It is almost Halloween here in the United States, and as I was born in Witch City, Salem, Massachusetts, I have an obligation to make this spooktacularly tacky. Spooktacky. Spooktacular. Okay, that wordplay is not coming together. And honestly, I didn't have to try too hard for spooky this week. The transits had plenty to say about how spooky the vibes will be. Yeah, hit them with another sound effect. As much as I would like to start on
Monday,
there isn't too much going on astrologically, other than we may be feeling the early effects of
Tuesday.
Venus is square to Neptune. Wah, wah, wah. This is a butt-hurt transit. This is the quintessential delusional love transit. The sheen wears off. We may be facing reality today. Or perhaps not so much reality as recognizing the delusion we've chosen to be our reality until today. It's possible that inflated feels of affection may have had us overlooking critical red flags. This transit is a rude awakening. Turns out that just because they are tall does not mean they are a good partner. There. I said it. Sorry to break it to you. No, I'm not. The general feel of this transit is disappointment. That and low self-esteem, which may be just enough to drive us into the arms of our vices.
Smoke up, Johnny!
And don't forget to drink a glass of water before bed, whatever you do. Neptunian transits can be hazy and disassociative. And also today, Moon is square to Mercury for however briefly, but this transit is moody. It is representing situations when emotions may overtake us and may interfere with rational thought. Our feels are at odds with our thoughts. Sounds confusing. For these reasons, you may find that it is not a great day to take action or to make bold assertions or to make big decisions, okay? So, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Text that X!
Okay, no, but seriously. Libra, watch out for others projecting their ideas and misconceptions onto you. It might be a day when you receive a little undue attention. Unfortunately, it's beautiful people who are the easiest targets.
Wednesday.
It is passive-aggressive pancakes for breakfast today with Moon square Mars. This is irritable piss-bitchery, a transit about explosive emotions and maybe even anger. And where does anger come from? Fear? You know, it's just a little dicey. And you know what? I say be angry. I'd be angry too if I had a face like that.
Thursday.
Oh my God, stop. Don't be mad. I was kidding. We both know you have a great face. No, I'm not pandering.
Thursday.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I'll stop flirting. Thursday. The pick of the week, really. Venus is sextile Jupiter.
Boop, boop, boop.
We are rebounding from Tuesday. This is nice. This transit is good for fun, good for sexy sexiness and sex. Good. Good feels, warm feels, 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 feels. It's good luck, a transit of generosity. It's two benefic planets in a sextile. It's cute. Also today is Moon opposite Saturn. It's a brief flavor, but a potent one. This is signaling that these fun times may be tempered by a nagging, underlying concern. Some sort of responsibility or obligation is just hovering in the back of our mind, haunting us, reminding us that we can't be having too much fun. Both of these transits together paint a picture of having to socialize despite an underlying melancholy. It's very emo chic. It's very fake happy. You know that song by Paramore? You don't? Look it up. It's also majorly giving procrastination vibes. To be out having fun, but every now and then comes that anxietal ping.
You haven't started that assignment yet. You didn't reply to that email. You still haven't given the tortoise a bath.
You know, those regular things. But what are you supposed to do? Do that thing you haven't done? No. And don't you roll your eyes at me, you Saturnian ruled, you Capricorns and Aquarians. Let us be dysfunctional in peace.
Friday.
Moon is opposite Jupiter. We are letting fun override our responsibilities. You have put this off for how long? What's another day? And besides, it's Friday. Who does anything productive on Friday? Shut up, Capricorn.
Saturday.
Okay, today, a little chaotic, a little spooky. Appropriately enough. Mars enters Scorpio, which is solidly mid-grade spooky, and Mars entering Scorpio means Mars is spending some time at the anaretic degree. This is signaling major intensity. And Mars is now in a domicile where it is being well-supported and is able to give us full Martian mayhem. Also today, Sun is square to Saturn. This is super spooky. A transit about responsibilities, limits, and boundaries that rattle the ego. Bitter reality crashes the party. This is the real emo chic transit of the week. It may also be a sort of plot twist, a forced change of direction, a fork in the road where you can put it off or avoid it this time, but if you do, you might not get another chance. No matter how difficult it is to face and how much you just don't want to do the work, you might have to. Libra. The moon is in your 11th house, signaling that you will be experiencing the intensity of the day around matters of friends, chosen family, social groups and clubs, and supporters, maybe even followers on the line.
Sunday!
No big astrology for today. I'm sure you'll be haunted enough by the week's prior astrology as is. So, happy Halloween, spookies. I hope your sexy Squid Game costume was worth the missed homework assignment. Don't forget to send your dead a postcard today. This is a day to celebrate the deceased. Or, you know, keep it casual and just go ghost hunting. It's the perfect day to play off your low-key, high-key ghost obsession as festive. You don't even need to have a seance to speak with spirits. There's an app for that. Alrighty, Libra. That is all for this week. This has been the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll see you next Monday.